Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the audio conference of the sanitation company of Paraná, Sanepar, for the earnings release of the second quarter of 2019. This presentation may contain future considerations related to business perspectives, estimates of operational financial results, and of Sanepar's growth. Therefore, it's based exclusively in expectations of Sanepar's administration related to its future, as well as continuous access to capital to fund its business plan. Future considerations do not ensure performance because they rely substantially on changes in market conditions, governmental rules, the performance of the industry and Brazilian company, among other factors, in addition to the risks presented in the earnings documents, and it's subject to changes without prior notice. We inform that all participants will only listen to the presentation. When the presentation is over, we'll start our Q&A session that is limited to 30 minutes. To start, we turn over to the Financial Director and Investor Relations, Mr. Abel Demetrio. Good morning, Mr. Abel.
Good morning. Today, I have our President, our Operations Director, our Managerial Presentation, also our Regulation Director, our Accounting and Financial Manager, and our IR Director, and our team. Mr. Claudio Sacchi, the floor is yours.
Good morning. I'd like to thank you for your participation, and I wish we have a great conference. Thank you. To start our earnings release of the second quarter of 2019, page one, we have the net revenue increase, 7.8%, operating result 4.6%, and EBITDA 0.5%. Our invoice volume was 4%. We achieved 73% of collected waste in urban areas. We implemented tariff adjustment to 0.37%. In the new ranking, the company maintains five cities in Brazil, and Curitiba is the best capital since 2011. We had our first debenture emission. This is a very competitive price. In page two, we talk about our operational results. The invoice volume had an increase of 1% for water and 0.5% for sewage. I mean, the invoice water was 1% and sewage 0.4%. Operational efficiency, 238 per day, an increase of 0.1% in relation to the last quarter. In this quarter, we had more rain than the previous quarter. The last quarter was much drier, and it relates to a decreased invoice volume. Page three, related to the covenants, we have debenture emissions. This BNDES debentures, we had seven emissions with covenants. Cash contracts are basically the same of public and private debentures, and they were met. Our indebtedness level was
3.8%. ROI net revenues, like we said, 8.0%. In the first 6 months in the country. EBITDA and EBITDA margin achieved 38%, achieving 867, and costs and expenses increased 11%, achieving 1 billion in the first semester. Later, we'll explain the composition. In the following page, cash generation and conversion achieved 78%. Cash generation achieved 678. We have cash of 385 and short-term debt of 500 billion. We had billion. Our average cost of debt had a small reduction for 8.9. Investments, we had an increase of 4% related to the last quarter, achieving 464 million. In relation to variations in quarterly results compared to the last quarter, in page 7, we show you the net revenue growth of 7%, materials, personal, electrical energy at 25%. General and tax, 13%. We had a more expressive due to increased provisions. Where health provisions had a decrease of 30.3%. No, revenues increased 30% and other costs from 69.1%. We had an increase of 14.9%. In relation to materials, mainly treatment materials, non-managerial, and electro energy, we had 20%. Provisions, which is a relevant item. We had some legal issues that impacted our results. Well, according to the Union of Engineers, we had a legal issue related to health insurance, 214 probable losses, and 188 million are related to this four movements and responsible for the increase of these provisions. General and taxes provisions, we had Curitiba Municipal Fund impact. Last year we signed an agreement in the beginning of the year and we paid 10.4 billion to the city of Curitiba in addition to the net increase, which is basic for city payments. In terms of financial revenues, it was due to CPC 06. It was registered as
as rentals, and now it's registered as a financial expense with payments with interest. A very relevant item in terms of expenses is an increase of 64% related to the city of Maringá, related to the period of 83 to 2014, due to our concession agreement. This has impacted our result in approximately 28 million. And we had an impact in the result of 28.7 million. In page 9, we had an adjustment of EBITDA with no managerial items, an EBITDA of 78 billion, and our margin is 42.3%. In page 10, comparing to the last quarter, our recurring EBITDA last year was 39.2%, and it continues the same with the adjustment, 39.2 in the semester, 41.2. Page 11, you have cash availability. Now talking about operational capital, we have been trying to reduce our stocks to maintain our liquidity and cash. So we've been avoiding to buy materials that are not necessary, only the very necessary ones. So our capital has reduced. Our cash flow was at 677 million. We have invested, we paid our dividends, we paid a financement of 190 million. And our cash balance is now 344 million. With our earnings released, we published also a material fact informing the issue of Mr. Dale Jr. It was signed in May 2018. Mr. Nelson cites the company as part with other companies, as DRE, Porto Paranaguá, and Paraná. There was a collection scheme. There was also another witness said that there were three companies that were part of the Radio Patrulha operation, and among these three companies, one of them has an agreement signed with Sanepar, which was signed in 2012. Our internal auditing verified this together with the authorities, and this was taken to our board and to the competent regulations, so we had a complementary auditing. The internal auditing didn't find any fraud, so the company's board has hired an external board to see if the adopted procedures by the internal auditing were reliable or if there was any reason for fraud. So we had this good practice of auditing to analyze the work that was done internally. Former employees, three former members were part of this. So the company evaluated everything, and we don't have any fraud so far. So the complementary auditing and legal opinion of those that have been working on this case didn't find anything. Now we have this, we don't have any proof in our report right now. We don't have any proof of fraud. But the company continues to work with our board and independent auditors to come up with a solution for government and our company to continue this work that has been done. We had a preliminary auditing, complementary auditing. We hired an external legal opinion, and now we're hiring an external board and auditing. Now we're available to answer your questions. Great. So, participants, now we have our Q&A question. To make your question, please press star 9. We have a question from Luis from Credit Suisse. Good morning, Luis. Thank you for the opportunity. I would like an update to the tariff review and also related to the decision of the complete readjustment of 2019. I would also like to know about this 90-day deadline. When did it start to be counted, and when does it expire? Thank you. Good morning, Luis. This is Claudio, President Director. Well, related to the methodology, AGEPAR yesterday provoked by our legal authorities has published a document stating that it ratifies the methodology quality. So the methodology is correct. Regarding the difference between the 12.3, what was given by our court, last Monday we sent a request to the reporter asking him to include some details about the amount that the company does not collect every month due to this difference. So we also ask him to decide on this topic. We asked him to give us this difference regardless of the commission, and also tells us what hasn't been applied, the difference, and what has not been applied, which relate to the losses that we've been having, and how we can charge this from our users. I don't know if I answered your question, but I'm available for further explanation. Perfect. Is there any problem with this at the deadline that was given then, Luis? Well, if they decide on this, this can go back to the plenary. We already have 3 favorable votes for 12.3, but maximum date is September 2. We hope this is not necessary. Perfect, Claudio. Thank you. We'd like to remind you that to ask a question, you should press star 9 so that we can open your line. Next question is from Mr. Francisco from Bradesco. Good morning, Francisco.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be part of this call. I would like to follow up on the previous question. So the process, what you send the TCE reporter a letter explaining the tariff situation. I understood this, but I would like to have further information on this. We don't have new information. Maybe there was a lot of discussion with them in the last weeks. So now the conclusion is that we should send them a letter. Is this a result of something you talked to the TCE? Was it started by you or by them? I just wanted to understand this better and to see if the perspective has changed related to this tariff that is due to the company. In the beginning, we thought it wasn't due. Now we have this information that you sent this letter. So do you think they will change their mind and maybe conclude this topic? Could you elaborate on that?
Good morning again. This is Claudio.
Well, actually, we had a lot of discussions with the reporter and everyone that is part of the council. I was personally with them. Our technical team also had discussions with their technical teams. I cannot tell you that there is a perspective of the reporter, but we presented them with many arguments showing what the situation of not giving the adjustment would imply. This adjustment that was applied in a correct way, following a correct methodology, and that the court should review the situation and give us the due amount. I can tell you and everyone that there was a certain change in the situation, but I cannot affirm what the reporter thinks about it. Our perspective is that we'll be successful in this usual, and hopefully in the next few days we'll have good news. And this is not only expected, but also due.
It's clear, Claudio. Thank you.
We'd like to remind you that if you want to make a question, please press star 9. We have Sunny Parks team at our availability.
Once again, we would like to remind you that if you want to make a question, please press star 9.
Would like to remind you that we're having our Q&A session. If you have any question, please press star 9 so that we can open your line.
Next question comes from Carolina Carneiro from Credit Suisse. Carolina, bom dia.
Good morning. Thanks for the call. I would like you to elaborate on the negotiations you have announced to renew Ponta Grossa's agreement. And also, could you please tell us if there's another city that you have been monitoring for renewal of agreements?
Hi, Carolina. Thank you for your question. In Ponta Grossa, our board has approved the renewal of contracts with the city. These discussions have been happening for some time now. And it takes some time because we had this approval process and also the city approval in the municipal bodies and in the executive power of the city to see if your agreement. We have mapped other cities for the next few years, and we have been having these discussions. Londrina, Ponta Grossa is the fourth city in terms of revenue. It represents 3.5%. In Cascavel, we have a contract that will expire soon. This is a future discussion that we may have. And we'll hopefully maintain this contract for 10 years. And these discussions need to be carried out based on feasibility. But right now, we're working with Ponta Grossa, especially with Ponta Grossa. Thank you. I would like to excuse myself to leave this call. I have another commitment. Now I'd like to say goodbye. Thank you for your participation and have a great day. Oh, the team continues with you. So continuing with our Q&A session, if you have any question, please press star 9. Dear participants, if you have any questions or comments, please press star 9. Dear participants, if you have any questions or comments, please press star 9. This is the last call.
We'd like to remind you that we're having our Q&A session. If you'd like to make a question, please press star 9. Participants, we still have some minutes for questions and comments. Please press star 9. Dear participants, we're having our Q&A session. If you have any questions or comments, please press star 9. We have the Nepar's team at our availability. Dear participants, if you have any questions or comments, please press star 9. Dear participants, if you have any questions or comments, please press star 9. Dear participants, if you have any questions or comments, we still have some minutes, please press star 9.
We'd like to remind you that if you have any questions or comments, please press star 9.
Our Q&A is now over. We would like to turn over to the Financial and Investor Relations Director, Mr. Abel Demetriou, for final considerations. We would like to thank you for your participation, and we are available to answer any further questions. Thank you. Audio conference of Sanepar is now over. We thank you for your participation and have a great day.